The following is a public lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 13th, 2010, at Mendoza Town Hall in Mendoza, Argentina.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Barakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for attending this program today.
Entonces, damas y caballeros, muchas gracias por atender este programa hoy.
There is one thing that everybody in the world is looking for.
Hay una cosa por la que todas las personas en el mundo están buscando.
And that thing is happiness.
Y esa cosa es felicidad.
We see that throughout the world, people are not as happy as they would like to be.
Nosotros vemos que alrededor del mundo la gente no es feliz como a ellos les gustaría ser.
Even we see that the people who have material success, they are unhappy also.
Incluso nosotros vemos que personas que tienen un buen desarrollo material, incluso ellos no son felices.
So, what is the cause of this unhappiness?
Entonces, ¿cuál es la causa de esta infelicidad?
I can tell you.
Yo les puedo decir.
People are unhappy because they do not know who they are.
La gente es infeliz porque ellos no saben quiénes son.
This human life is very special life.
Esta forma humana de vida es muy especial.
There are so many different species. There are the plants, the animals, the worms, the birds.
Hay muchas diferentes especies. Están las plantas, están los gusanos, los árboles.
Of all these millions of different species, the human life is very rare.
De entre todas estas múltiples y variables especies, la forma humana es muy, muy rara.
What distinguishes the human life from these other species is that as human beings we can inquire, why do I exist?
Lo que hace muy especial la forma humana de vida entre todas las demás es que en esta forma humana nosotros podemos preguntar
In the other species they have only four questions.
En las otras especies nosotros solo tenemos cuatro preguntas.
What can I eat?
¿Qué puedo comer?
Where can I sleep?
¿Dónde puedo dormir?
Where can I have sex?
¿Dónde puedo tener sexo?
How can I defend my eating, sleeping and mating?
¿Cómo puedo defender este comer, defenderme? O sea, ¿cómo puedo defender este comer, dormir?
So, as human beings, if we only take an interest in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, we will not be happy. Because we will not be fulfilling our purpose as human beings.
Porque nosotros no estaremos cumpliendo nuestro propósito como seres humanos.
Just imagine a bird that cannot fly.
Tan solo imagínense un pájaro que no puede volar.
A fish that cannot swim.
Un pez que no puede nadar.
A horse that cannot run.
Un caballo que no puede correr.
Or a mosquito that cannot bite.
O un mosquito que no pueda morder.
You see? The human being who does not inquire about why I exist.
Entonces es la forma humana, es la forma donde nosotros nos podemos preguntar por qué nosotros existimos.
Is missing the purpose of his existence.
Entonces una vida así está perdiendo el propósito de la vida.
Therefore, no matter how much money he may have,
entonces, no importa cuánta cantidad de dinero él pueda tener,
no matter how famous he may become,
no importa cuán famoso él se pueda volver,
no matter how powerful he may become,
no importa cuán poderoso él se pueda volver,
if he does not know who he is,
si él no sabe quién es,
he cannot be happy.
Tú no puedes ser feliz.
So, I am very fortunate.
Entonces, soy muy afortunado.
I have been blessed by my spiritual master.
Yo he sido bendecido por mi maestro espiritual.
With the knowledge of who I actually am.
Con el conocimiento acerca de quién soy en realidad.
And because I have this knowledge,
y debido a que tengo este conocimiento,
I am experiencing unlimited happiness every day.
Estoy experimentando felicidad ilimitada todos los días.
But I have one sadness which tortures my heart.
Pero tengo una pena que todavía está ahí en mi corazón.
And I see throughout todo el mundo, the entire world, everyone is not fully happy.
Yo estoy viendo de que en todo el mundo, por todas partes, no todos están siendo felices.
Therefore, I am traveling all over the world.
Por esto es que yo viajo por todo el mundo.
To give the people the secret,
para darle a la gente el secreto,
of how they can be happy,
de cómo se pueden volver felices,
of how they can be in bliss every day,
de cómo ellos pueden estar en bienaventuranza todo el día,
singing, dancing,
bailando, cantando,
feasting,
en festivales,
in wonderful loving relationships,
y teniendo unas relaciones muy amorosas.
I am teaching this science all over the world.
Entonces estoy enseñando esta ciencia por todo el mundo.
Perhaps you have heard of this science.
Quizá usted ha escuchado acerca de esta ciencia.
It is called the science of self-realization.
Se es denominada la ciencia de la autorrealización.
And when you've practiced that science and you go through all the steps and you come to the very highest level of the self-realization science,
y cuando tú pasas por todos los pasos de este proceso de la autorrealización y llegas al punto más elevado,
it is called Krishna consciousness.
Se denomina conciencia de Krishna.
This word Krishna is composed of the two syllables Krishna.
Esta palabra Krishna está compuesta por las dos sílabas.
My spiritual master explains that Krishna means greatest pleasure.
Mi maestro espiritual me ha enseñado que Krishna significa el máximo placer.
So if you are desiring the greatest pleasure,
entonces, si ustedes están deseando el mayor o el más grande de los placeres,
that means you are desiring Krishna.
Eso significa que tú estás deseando Krishna.
So if that is your desire,
entonces, si ese es tu deseo,
if you are desiring the greatest pleasure,
si tú estás deseando el mayor de los placeres,
if you are desiring Krishna,
si tú estás deseando Krishna,
then I can tell you this.
Entonces yo te puedo decir esto.
You've come to the right place at the right time.
Tú viniste al lugar correcto a la hora indicada.
Because I have come here to give you Krishna.
Porque yo he venido aquí para darte a Krishna.
To give you the greatest pleasure.
Para darte el mayor de los placeres.
By helping you to understand who you actually are.
Mediante haciéndole entender de quién realmente eres.
You see, in normal life,
nosotros vemos la vida normal,
of the material world,
del mundo material,
we tend to think, I am this body, cuerpo.
Nosotros en este mundo material tendemos a pensar, nosotros somos
I am
este
male.
Cuerpo.
I am male.
I am
male. You know, like a man?
Okay.
A male and female, the two genders? I am female.
Yo soy una mujer.
I am white.
Soy blanco.
I am black.
Yo soy negro.
I am Argentino.
Yo soy argentino.
I am Americano.
Yo soy americano.
We identify with the body.
Nosotros nos estamos identificando con este cuerpo.
I'm young.
Yo soy joven.
I'm old.
Yo soy viejo.
We identify with the body.
Nos estamos identificando con este cuerpo.
But this is a big mistake.
Pero este es un gran error.
Because you are not that body.
Porque ustedes no son ese cuerpo.
This leg, here I'm wearing this chadar, you see.
Como ahora yo estoy ocupando esta prenda de
ti. Am I this chadar?
¿Y soy yo esta prenda?
No. No soy chadar.
No, yo no soy.
I can take it off.
Yo me la puedo sacar.
I'm still the same person.
¿Y yo sigo siendo la misma persona?
I can put it back on.
¿Y me la puedo poner de vuelta?
I'm still the same person.
¿Y sigo siendo la misma persona?
Changing the garment does not change the person.
Entonces, cambiar nuestro atuendo no significa cambiar
so,
la persona.
Do you understand what I'm coming to the point?
Entonces, ¿ustedes van entendiendo hacia dónde voy?
Your body is a garment only.
Entonces, su cuerpo es solamente un vestido.
Right now you are wearing a male body or a female body.
Actualmente ustedes están ocupando un vestido de hombre o un vestido de mujer.
White body, black body, Argentine, whatever. You're wearing that body also. It is garment only.
Es un cuerpo negro, un cuerpo blanco, argentino, cualquiera sea el cuerpo que ustedes están ocupando, simplemente un vestido.
And just as in the winter you wear one type of garment, in the summer you wear another type of garment.
Tal como en invierno ustedes ocupan cierto tipo de vestido y en verano ocupan otro.
Throughout your life you are changing garments.
Entonces, durante toda su vida ustedes han estado cambiando.
You start off wearing a little baby body, you see.
Ustedes ya dejaron, por ejemplo, de tener un pequeño cuerpo de bebé.
Then a toddler body. And then you ride the little tricycle around the neighborhood, you see. Then you graduate to a bicycle.
Bicycle.
And then motorcycle. And then car. And someday you might even fly an airplane, you see. So we start off with a little baby's body, then we get a youth body, you see, teenage body, middle-aged body, old man's body, changing garments, that's all.
Entonces, de la misma forma, nosotros hemos tenido un cuerpo de niño, un cuerpo de bebé, un cuerpo de niño, un cuerpo adolescente, un cuerpo adulto, y finalmente, un cuerpo viejo, y finalmente cambiamos el cuerpo.
But what is the fate of this body? What is the destiny of this body?
Entonces, ¿cuál es el destino de este cuerpo?
Well,
bueno,
it's called the graveyard.
It's called the, sorry.
Graveyard. Cemetery.
Ah, sí. Entonces, ¿cuál es el destino del cementerio?
That's the death of fate or the destiny of your body.
Entonces, ¿es el verdadero destino de tu cuerpo?
So do you think it's a very happy thing if I think I am the body? No, it's a very unhappy thing. I am the body. Oh my goodness, I'm going to die.
No.
But if you realize I'm not the body, I am the alma eternal, then you become very happy. You have a bulletproof alma. Nobody can kill your soul, you see.
De esa forma, nadie puede matar tu alma.
Not by any disease.
Por ninguna
arma. Not by any weapon.
Por ninguna arma.
Not by any tigre.
Por ningún tigre.
No animal, no man, no disease, no earthquake, nothing can kill you. You see.
Ningún animal, ninguna enfermedad, ningún terremoto, nada te puede matar.
Then you come where you come, you find a great power.
Y luego tú encuentras un gran poder.
When you realize that you're eternal.
Cuando tú te das cuenta de que eres eterno.
So, that I'm coming to tell you how to understand your eternal nature.
Entonces, eso es lo que yo he venido a decirles, cómo encontrar su naturaleza eterna.
And what is your relationship with the source of all existence?
¿Y de cuál es su relación con la fuente de toda la existencia?
Because we do not exist independently.
Porque nosotros no existimos independientemente.
Every one of us is a part of a complete whole.
Todo lo que está acá es una parte del todo completo.
And what is the relationship between the part and the whole?
Entonces, ¿cuál es la relación entre la parte y el todo?
I am now going to explain to you a scientific principle.
Entonces, ahora yo le voy a explicar el principio científico básico.
This principle is just as valid as the law of gravity, if not more valid.
Entonces, este principio es tan valioso como la ley de gravedad.
This principle is that the part is always meant to serve the whole.
Este principio dice de que la parte está destinada para servir al todo.
Just like in your body,
tal como en tu cuerpo,
you have many parts of your body.
Tú tienes muchas partes en tu cuerpo.
The hand, it is one part of the body.
Mano.
The hand is one part of the body, cuerpo.
Entonces, por ejemplo, la mano es una parte del cuerpo.
So, what is the purpose of the hand?
Entonces, ¿cuál es el propósito de la mano?
The purpose of the hand is to serve the whole body.
Entonces, el propósito de la mano es servir a todo el cuerpo.
Just like now, my body is a little thirsty, you see.
Tal como ahora, mi cuerpo está un poco sediento.
And so, the hand is serving the body.
Entonces, la mano está sirviendo al cuerpo.
In this way, the part is always meant to serve the whole.
De esta forma, la parte está destinada, hecha para servir al todo.
Just like in this microphone, you see.
Tal como este micrófono.
There are different parts of the microphone.
Hay muchas diferentes partes del micrófono.
And each part of the microphone is meant to serve the whole function of the microphone.
Entonces, todas las diferentes partes del micrófono están hechas, destinadas para servir a todo el micrófono.
So, each and every one of us, we are part of the complete whole.
Entonces, cada uno de nosotros es parte de este todo completo.
There is a total existence.
Hay una existencia total.
And each of us are part of that total existence.
Y cada uno de nosotros es parte de esa existencia total.
So, when your hand is healthy, it serves the complete whole body.
Entonces, si, por ejemplo, todos estamos teniendo la mano, sirve a...
But if your mano is enfermo, then you have to go to the doctor. Oh, my hand is injured. When your hand is not able to serve the complete whole body, it is infermo. So right now, we have forgotten the art of how to serve the complete whole. Therefore, we are enfermo.
Por lo tanto, nosotros estamos enfermos.
And we need doctor.
Y nosotros necesitamos un doctor.
Who can tell us how we can properly serve the complete whole.
Que nos pueda decir cómo nosotros podemos servir correctamente al todo.
So what kind of doctor will we go to?
Entonces, ¿a qué tipo de doctor nosotros deberíamos ir?
That is called maestro espiritual.
Eso se denomina el maestro espiritual.
The spiritual master teaches us how to serve the complete whole.
Entonces, el maestro espiritual nos enseña cómo podemos servir a todo completo.
And the natural result of that service is one becomes completely happy.
Y el efecto de eso es que uno se vuelve completamente feliz.
He becomes free from all anxiety.
Uno se vuelve libre de todas las ansiedades.
Full of bliss.
Lleno de bienaventuranza.
So,
entonces,
that's what I'm going to teach you today.
Eso es lo que yo he venido hoy día a enseñarles.
How you can become full of bliss.
¿Cómo ustedes pueden volver a estar lleno de
by understanding your relationship with the complete whole.
Por entendiendo su relación con el todo completo.
The total existence.
La existencia total.
That source from which everything comes.
Esa fuente desde la cual todo viene.
Everybody agrees that there is a source for our existence.
Todos están de acuerdo de que hay una fuente de nuestra existencia.
The religious people say God is the source of our existence. And the atheistic scientists, they also say there is an origin for the universe. So everyone agrees there is a source, there is an ultimate origin of everything that exists. So, the complete whole is the manifestation of that source of existence. So if we can, the complete whole is contained within that origin of existence. So if we can learn how to perfectly serve that origin of our existence, then we become perfect.
Entonces, si nosotros podemos entender cómo servir perfectamente a la fuente de nuestra existencia, eso se vuelve perfecto.
So then we have to find out what is the origin of our existence.
Entonces, luego nosotros tenemos que buscar cuál es nuestro origen de nuestra existencia.
I was giving a lecture one time in Helsinki, Finland.
Una vez yo estaba dando una charla en Helsinki, Finlandia.
To some school children.
A unos niños de la escuela.
And I asked them, why do you exist?
Yo les pregunté, ¿por qué es que ustedes existen?
And they said, the boy said, because my mother and father wanted to have a baby.
Porque ellos respondieron, porque mi mamá y mi padre quisieron tener un bebé.
But that only explains the existence of the cuerpo.
Pero eso solamente explica el origen del cuerpo.
It does not explain alma, the soul.
Pero eso no explica el origen del alma.
So, entonces, what is the actual origin, what is the purpose and the origin of the soul's existence? That we have to discover.
Entonces, ¿cuál es el propósito y el origen de nuestra existencia? Eso es lo que tenemos que investigar.
So, I will give you an example.
Entonces, yo, por ejemplo, le voy a dar un ejemplo.
Just imagine if every morning I came to your door.
Entonces, imagínense que yo toda la mañana voy a su puerta.
And I gave you 1 kilo of pure gold.
Yo le doy 1 kilo de oro puro.
You would be every morning I gave you 1 kilo of pure gold. You see.
Toda la mañana yo te doy 1 kilo de oro puro.
Very soon you would become the richest man in the whole world.
Eso significa que tú te estás volviendo el hombre más rico de todo el mundo.
Even 1 gram of gold is very expensive. What to speak of 1,000 grams, a kilogram? How valuable that is.
Incluso 1 gramo de oro es muy, muy preciado. Imagínense, entonces 1,000 gramos de oro.
So, every day I give you 1 kilo of pure gold.
Entonces, todos los días yo le doy 1 kilo de oro puro.
Then you finally say, well, Guru Maharaj, where are you getting all of this gold from anyway?
Yo, bueno, después de un tiempo, generalmente le pregunto, Guru Maharaj, ¿de dónde está usted obteniendo todo este oro?
And then I say, well, I have a gold mine.
Y bueno, y después yo le digo,
you say, really? You have a gold mine?
¿En realidad tienen una mina de oro?
Well, how much gold do you have in that gold mine?
Entonces, yo pregunto, ¿cuánto oro que tienes ahí en esa mina?
And I say, well, I don't have any gold in the gold mine.
Y yo digo, no, en realidad no tengo ningún oro en la mina.
Would you believe me?
¿Usted me creería?
No, you're lying. You must have unlimited gold.
No, usted me diría, no, está mintiendo.
If every day you give me 1 kilo of pure gold, how you can say you have no gold in that gold mine? So here's the point of my example. From that origin of all existence, millions and billions of persons are coming out. You're a person, aren't you? Do you exist? Yes. If you have a sense of existence, that means you're a person. How many people here have a sense of existing? Raise your hands. How many people think that you don't exist? Nobody. Everybody has a sense of existence.
Yes.
So that means you have a personality, you see. Personality means you have a sense of your existence. So if so many persons are coming out of the source of all existence, could the source of all existence be devoid of personality?
Entonces, si miles y millones de personas están saliendo de la fuente original, de la fuente de la existencia, eso significa de que también tienen personalidad.
That would be completely illogical. If so many millions and billions of persons are coming out of the source of all existence must possess personality.
Comprende?
Yes, see? Yes, the ultimate source of existence must possess personality.
Entonces, la última fuente de la existencia debe tener personalidad.
So, you're a person.
Entonces, tú eres una persona.
If every day I came to you after I gave you the goal and I said, how is it doing today?
Entonces, cada vez que te doy el oro, después voy a preguntarte cómo te ha ido hoy día.
Is it feeling happy today?
¿Te está haciendo sentir feliz hoy día?
How would you like to be called it?
¿Cómo ustedes llamarían a eso?
Every day I called you it. It, you know, impersonal, the word it. He, she, and it.
Okay.
You know what it?
Entonces, ¿cómo?
This is it. An object is it.
Okay. Entonces, so the question?
If I called them it.
Entonces, si yo llamo a eso, lo llamo eso.
If I called you it, would you be happy?
Si lo llamo eso, ¿tú estarías feliz?
Who wants to be called it?
¿A quién le gustaría ser llamado eso?
It is sitting in a chair right now.
Eso está sentado en una silla ahora.
See, it is an you don't call a person it. That's for an object, an impersonal object like this thing is it. If I referred to you as it, you would be offended. I am a person. Why are you calling me it? You see? So, the sense that source of all existence possesses personality, how we can call it it?
Entonces, si que la fuente de toda la existencia posee personalidad, ¿cómo lo podemos llamar eso?
Do you think that person who is the source of all existence would be happy to be called it?
¿Tú ustedes creen que la fuente de toda la existencia estaría feliz si ustedes lo llaman eso?
No. That person who is the source of all existence wants to be approached as a person.
Pues esa persona que es la fuente de toda nuestra existencia debe ser aproximada como a una persona.
That person wants to be appreciated as a person.
Esa persona quiere ser apreciada como una persona.
And that person has spoken through all the revealed scriptures of the world.
Y esa persona ha hablado a través de las múltiples escrituras que hay en el mundo.
That person has said, there's only one thing I want from you.
Esa persona dice, yo solamente quiero una sola cosa de ti.
Just give me a little appreciation.
Tan solo dame un poco de apreciación.
Can you manufacture your own food?
¿Usted puede, por ejemplo, hacerse su propia comida?
In the factory, they produce nuts and bolts.
En la fábrica, producen, por ejemplo, comida.
Can you eat nuts and bolts from the factory? You know what nuts and bolts?
Nuts and bolts.
You know, like screw, like nails.
Yeah.
You know, nailing it in. Nail. In the factory, they produce nails. Can you eat nails? For your eatables, you depend on that Supreme Person. Can they manufacture water in a factory? All of your necessities of life are coming by the kindness of that Supreme Person. So we owe him some appreciation, don't you think?
Entonces, nosotros le debemos alguna apreciación, ¿no lo creen?
Shouldn't we thank that Supreme Person for all the benedictions?
¿No deberíamos estar agradecidos de la persona suprema por todas sus benedicciones?
If you grew up in your house, you never showed any gratitude for your parents for all the loving care they gave you, would you be a good son or daughter?
Entonces, si ustedes, por ejemplo, en su casa no son agradecidos con sus padres que le han dado todo, ¿ustedes creen que serían un buen hijo?
I don't know what the word is in español, but in English we say that person is an ingrate.
Esa persona se denomina ingrato.
He has no gratitude.
Él no tiene gratitud.
He's low class.
Es de una clase baja.
He has no human decency.
Él no tiene alguna decencia humana.
So if we have actual human decency, we must appreciate that Supreme Person.
Entonces, si nosotros tenemos en realidad una decencia humana, nosotros deberíamos apreciar a esa persona.
This is not religious faith I'm talking about.
Esto no es acerca de un principio.
This is simple psychology.
Esto es simplemente psicología.
If you don't love those persons who love you, you are a low-class person.
Si ustedes no aman a esa persona que los ama, entonces ustedes son...
You're a miserly person.
Ustedes son de una mala clase.
And miserly person must be miserable.
Y una persona así debe ser miserable.
Miser means miserable.
Entonces eso significa ser miserable.
So... we have understood that we are servants of that Supreme Person.
Entonces, nosotros hemos entendido que nosotros somos sirvientes de esa persona suprema.
And we've understood that we must appreciate that Supreme Person.
Nosotros hemos entendido que nosotros debemos apreciar a esa persona suprema.
We must express that appreciation.
Nosotros debemos expresar nuestra apreciación.
Just as we appreciate our parents, we glorify them, we serve them, you see.
Tal como nosotros apreciamos a nuestros padres, los glorificamos, los servimos.
In the same way, we must glorify and serve that Supreme Person.
De la misma manera, nosotros deberíamos glorificar y honrar a esa persona suprema.
So in this way, we will become happy.
Entonces, de esta manera, nosotros nos volveremos felices.
And we will realize our eternal spiritual nature as servants of that Supreme Person.
Y nosotros realizaremos nuestra eterna naturaleza como...
So, what is the easiest way to glorify that Supreme Person?
Entonces, ¿cuál es la forma más fácil de glorificar a esa persona suprema?
This is described in all of the scriptures of the world.
Eso se describe en todas las escrituras del mundo.
The Bible,
la Biblia,
the Quran,
el Corán,
the Vedic scriptures of India,
las escrituras védicas de India,
they are all saying the same thing.
Todas ellas dicen la misma cosa.
That we should sing the holy names of God.
Que nosotros debiéramos cantar los santos nombres del Señor.
So by this process of glorifying the Lord by singing His names,
entonces, por este proceso de glorificar,
just like we sing this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We sing these names every day.
Nosotros cantamos estos nombres todos los días.
To show our that God, to show that Supreme Person, to show God that we love Him.
Para mostrarle a Dios, a la persona suprema de que nosotros lo amamos.
So you, according to your own religious practice, you can chant any name of God given in the scriptures.
Entonces, de acuerdo al proceso religioso que ustedes siguen, usted puede cantar cualquier nombre de Dios.
But we should, with great enthusiasm, loudly sing out the names of God.
Entonces nosotros con gran entusiasmo y gran fuerza podemos cantar.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So by this activity of singing the glories of the Supreme Person, this has a wonderful effect upon the consciousness. Actually, we have unlimited bliss and unlimited knowledge sitting there within our hearts. But at the present moment, it's covered by this material consciousness. Lust,
lujuria,
anger,
ira,
greed,
avaricia,
madness,
locura,
illusion, envy,
envidia.
These six enemies are covering our pure enlightened consciousness.
Estas seis cosas están tapando nuestra
Just like sometimes some enemy may come and conquer a country. Just like the Spaniards came and they conquered this territory. Until finally you're able to get rid of them, you see. And become free. So right now we have our hearts have been invaded by these six enemies. Lust, anger, greed,
lujuria, ira, avaricia,
madness, illusion, and envy.
Locura, ilusión, envidia.
Therefore we are not happy.
Por lo tanto, nosotros no somos felices.
Therefore we are in ignorance.
Por lo tanto, estamos en ignorancia.
But by singing the names of God,
pero por cantar los nombres del Señor,
we become powerful to drive these enemies out of the heart.
Nosotros podemos volvernos poderosos para poder sacar a todos estos enemigos
and regain our freedom. Our true independence from the cruel laws of material nature. Which are four in number. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. Birth, death, old age and disease. So if you awaken that dormant love for God within your heart, you will fully awaken the eternal, all-knowing, all-blissful person that you actually are. And when your body dies, it won't even affect you. Because you'll already be awakened in your spiritual identity. Just like sometimes when they shoot the rockets into outer space, there's one big, big rocket. And then when it gets to a higher altitude, that rocket drops off and another rocket kicks in. And that one drops off and another one kicks in. And then it finally goes into orbit without any rocket, you see. So through this science of Krishna consciousness, we teach you how to use your body like a rocket to get out of this material atmosphere. And then we tell you how to use, then we teach you how to use your mind to go to even a higher atmosphere. And how to use your intelligence to go to even a higher atmosphere. To where finally you can drop all the material bodies and go into an eternal existence in the spiritual sky. Never to take birth again. So in this way you will achieve unlimited happiness. We have a book table outside. We request all of you to please get some literature tonight. So that you can study this science of Krishna consciousness very carefully. We will give you all guidance on how you can practice this in your own home. How you can rise early every morning and meditate on the holy names of God. How you can live your life in such a way that you become totally happy. Although I am traveling, there are devotees of Krishna who are living here locally. But all the devotees Raise your hands. See how many devotees are here.
Okay.
All devotees raise their hand. Okay. So we have all these devotees here in Mendoza, and they have regular programs. They have a wonderful little community out in the beautiful countryside. Nueva Lungite Dam. And you have program once a week, or what do you? Yeah, every Sunday. There's a wonderful Sunday program. A wonderful vegetarian feast, free of charge. Wonderful singing and dancing. And a wonderful lecture describing how you can advance in this science of Krishna consciousness. So we will teach you how to become more successful than Bill Gates. Or President Obama, you see.
Okay, President Obama.
How you can be the most successful person in the whole world. Everybody wants to be successful, right? Become muy rico. Very powerful. Very famous. Everybody wants to be muy, muy grande hombre. Huh? So we will teach you how to be the most successful hero in this world. By developing su conciencia de Krishna. So, please go to actually anybody who buys a. Do we have any hardbound books for sale or only softbound books?
I think we have both.
I have a special offer today for anybody who buys hardbound book. I will sign your book and give a blessing. Only for the hardbound books, not the softbound books. But now I'd like to leave a few minutes for any questions. If you have preguntas.
Just as it is, as granted. And other knowledge is taken like logically, understanding logically. So how can we unify both things?
Or how we can understand it logically?
Or how can we understand these things?
Logically.
That we can get knowledge as it is, just hearing it, and we can understand it logically.
We can prove everything. We can teach you simply through logic what is the science of the Absolute Truth. And we can show you how that pure logical conclusion is supported in the Vedic scriptures. For example, some people say there is no absolute truth. But from the standpoint of logic, we have to ask them, my dear sir, are you absolutely sure there is no absolute truth? And if he says, yes, I'm absolutely sure there's no absolute truth,
si él dice sí, estoy completamente convencido de que no hay una verdad absoluta.
Then we have to say, my dear sir, in terms of logic, you were a fool.
Mi querido señor, en términos de la lógica, usted está siendo un tonto.
Because you have stated that it is absolutely true that there's no absolute truth.
Porque tú estás tomando como una verdad absoluta de que no hay una verdad absoluta.
Thereby, by pure logic, we can understand the absolute truth must exist.
Entonces, por ejemplo, ahí, por lógica pura, uno puede entender de que la verdad absoluta tiene que existir.
Because its non-existence is absolutely illogical.
Porque la no existencia es absolutamente ilógica.
So in this way, by logic, we can put together a total, complete understanding of reality.
Entonces, de esta manera, nosotros podemos poner toda la completa, toda la realidad.
And then we will be amazed to see that the great sages of India already understood these things thousands of years ago.
Y luego nosotros podemos darnos cuenta de que los grandes sabios de India han realizado estas cosas muchos miles de años atrás.
So we can establish everything by pure logic. we don't believe in blind faith here. We give you the vision, we give you the tools, we give you the equipment where you can personally experience it yourself. This is like when I was in the high school. The teacher in the chemistry class told us H2O equals water. Now we did not have to accept that on blind faith. We did not have to. Because the teacher then took us to the laboratory. And we had, each one of us had our little test tube. And we had hydrogen and we had oxygen. Then we were told how to combine two parts of hydrogen with one part of oxygen. And you know what happened?
¿Ustedes saben qué pasó?
You know what we got in our test tube?
¿Ustedes saben qué es lo que comprobamos?
Agua.
Que salió agua.
So that, you say agua, and oh, that's the Mexican version, I guess.
No, agua is here as well.
In Argentina, you say agua.
Agua here.
Oh, okay.
Agua.
Yeah, my Spanish is not. That was an Argentine Spanish then. Okay.
Anyway.
All right, so you get water. So that's scientific, you see. You don't have to have blind faith that H2O equals agua. You can confirm it in the laboratory in your own test tube. So now, my dear sir, I am taking you to a different laboratory. I am taking you to the laboratory of your consciousness. And I will show you the experiments you can perform to actually personally experience your eternal identity. Instead of H2O, I'm giving you something else. If you will take, if you will give me an open mind,
si tú me das una mente abierta,
and you will chant this Hare Krishna mantra,
y si tú cantas este Hare Krishna mantra
every morning for at least 10 or 15 minutes,
todas las mañanas, por lo menos, por 10 o 15 minutos,
for at least 1 month,
por lo menos por un mes,
then you will realize something very profound about yourself.
Luego tú vas a realizar algo muy profundo, profundo acerca de tu ser.
So it's up to you if you want to make the experiment or not.
Entonces, ¿tú quieres hacer el experimento o no?
But if you do, I can guarantee you, you will be a different person.
Pero si tú lo haces, yo te garantizo que
you'll be much happier,
más feliz,
much more peaceful,
mucho más pacífico.
You'll become a spiritually enlightened being.
Tú te vas a volver una persona espiritualmente enlightened.
who realizes his identity beyond his temporary body. And you may say, what is the proof? As George Harrison said, the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
So the proof?
The proof of the pudding. You know what pudding is? It's a dessert like custard. All right, pie. Do you know what pie is?
Yes.
Okay, let's say ice cream. Everybody knows what ice cream is? Okay, the proof of the ice cream is in the eating. When you eat that ice cream, you know, oh, that's really good ice cream. So, when you eat this ice cream. Every morning I want you to eat this ice cream. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. At least 10 or 15 minutes every day. If you do that in a meditative mood, like a yogi, you will taste something very, very delicious. Better than any ice cream here you can get in Argentina. Hare Krishna ice cream.
Hare Krishna helado.
Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
¿Preguntas más? Everyone's totally satisfied now. All the preguntas are answered. Everybody's ready to hit. Okay, there's a question. Yes.
To other places of the universe.
Yes. Even if you want to be a space pilot for NASA. You have to be very well trained. So, if you want to travel to another planet, even by NASA, they will require much training before they'll let you go. So yes, it requires some training. You have to qualify yourself to get visa. You cannot enter other planets. It's like I cannot come to Argentina unless the government grants me an entrance, you see. So every planet throughout the total existence has a government. We may not be able to see the sea with our present earthly eyes, but actually on every planet there is government. So we have to qualify ourselves to meet the entry requirements of the planet we want to go to. The astronauts went to the moon, you see, but they could not stay as permanent residents because they did not have visa. So if you want to qualify to go to another planet, you must have a visa from the demigod who rules that planet. We teach you how to go to the supreme planet. That planet is called Krishna Loka. That is the best planet to go to. Because the planets in this material world, they are temporary. When Mahavishnu inhales, all this whole universe will be destroyed.
Cuando Mahavishnu inhala, todos los universos materiales son destruidos.
Of course, that's a very high-level statement I just made. You may get, what are you talking about, Mahavishnu inhaling the whole universe? But we will personally introduce you to Mahavishnu if you become qualified. And you'll actually be able to see how Mahavishnu inhales the universes firsthand. So it will not be blind faith, but you can personally see how Mahavishnu inhales the universes. But there's another world that Mahavishnu does not inhale. That is the mundo espiritual. We will give you visa to go to that world, you see. Airline ticket and visa we will give you. Here's the airplane. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the ultimate spaceship. If you will fly on this Hare Krishna mantra, you will penetrate all the coverings of this material universe. And you will fly all the way to Krishna Loka. But you have to have a visa also, along with the ticket. And that visa is called love of God. If you are God's enemy, you cannot enter, even if you chant. But if you will chant with love, you see, you have ticket and visa. And then you can enter into the topmost planet, Krishna Loka. So we will train you. Would you like to be trained? How to enter the topmost planet? Tell me. See or no? Huh? What did he say? Ah, bueno. Okay, yeah. Welcome. Better late than never. We're very happy you have come.
Every morning Hare Krishna, and when she goes to the work she chants.
Oh, muy buenísimo.
Ahora mi pregunta es la siguiente. ¿Puede usted entonar para que yo grabe en mi subconsciente la melodía, la armonía, la letanía, el color que tiene Hare Krishna?
She's asking if you could kindly chant the mantra so she can get the harmony.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
All right.
Gracias. Me ha hecho elevar.
Thank you. You gave me a list with that time.
Ahora yo le pregunto lo siguiente. He tenido una experiencia muy especial entonando el Hare Krishna.
So I have some special feelings chanting this Maha Mantra Hare Krishna.
Special feeling?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Oh, that's very nice.
Estaba blanca y adentro de esa energía blanca había mucha luz, lilas, rosas, violetas, verdes.
It surrounded me a very special energy which was like white with lights like green and like.
Yes, very good.
Yo soy una mujer muy sensitiva.
I'm a very sensitive woman.
Puedo captar muchas vibraciones de distintas personas.
And I can get a different perception from different persons.
Y quiero hacerte una pregunta que profundamente importante para mí. Mi esposo partió a un, digamos, a un estadio, falleció, no me gusta esa palabra, falleció, ni murió, simplemente que él partió a otra vida. Yo he leído mucho y quiero saber si esa vida que dicen sus libros, que dice el cristianismo, la religión católica apostólica romana, que dicen los ortodoxos, que dicen la religión judía, que dice los evangélicos.
Question?
Yeah, my husband died, and I want to know. I want to know the concept you have in our books.
Your husband didn't die.
Existe esa vida después de.
Only cuerpo muerte.
Tu esposo no murió, solamente el cuerpo murió.
Exacto, él partió una vida mucho mejor que la nuestra, en una luz absoluta y total.
She went out to a very better life than ours in a very white life.
That depends on if he was chanting Hare Krishna or not.
Eso depende si él estaba cantando Hare Krishna o no.
But you know what? He heard you chanting, didn't he?
Pero él te escuchó cantar.
Sí.
Therefore, he is blessed. By your chanting, he has been blessed. All right, now there is a question in the back.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Okay.
Why is this a better road to enlightenment?
Why is this process of enlightenment better than any others?
Actually, enlightenment is one.
En realidad, iluminación es una.
There's no such thing as one process of enlightenment being better than another process of enlightenment.
No hay tal cosa como que un proceso sea mejor que otro proceso de iluminación.
If you're enlightened, you're enlightened.
Si tú estás iluminado, estás iluminado.
Whether you chant praise Jesus or you chant Hare Krishna, if you become enlightened, then that is perfect.
Es como si tú cantas Krishna o Jesucristo, tú te vas a volver perfecto.
We are not introducing Hindu religion here. You can chant any name of God according to your scripture. The principle is to chant the holy names of God. So any process, if it brings you to pure love of God, it is first class. We don't say that our process is better than your process. We don't say. The truth is what works.
La verdad es lo que funciona.
If by chanting Allah you become a pure devotee, then we accept you as our guru.
Entonces, si por cantar Allah, te vuelve un devoto puro, entonces nosotros te aceptamos.
If by chanting Jesus you become a pure devotee, we accept you as our guru.
Entonces, si tú cantas Jesús y te vuelve un devoto puro, entonces nosotros te aceptamos.
The point is to become pure lover of that supreme person. That is the point.
Entonces, el punto es volverse un amante de esa suprema persona.
But if your process is not working for you, then we encourage you to try this Hare Krishna. Because it is very, very powerful. Okay, any other questions? All right, question here.
Sometimes we went to chant with enthusiasm, with concentration, with love, but the mind is very agitated.
So what to do? Okay.
How can we concentrate?
Yes. If you're an airline pilot, And you come, you're flying the airline, the plane, and you come to a storm. What will you do? You will go to a higher elevation to avoid the storm, you see. So if you're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, you start thinking about some having sex with some pretty girl, you see. You just got to elevate yourself to a higher level. I'm not the body. I'm not male. I'm not female. Bodily pleasure will bring me down to birth, death, old age, and disease. So let me just go deeper into the mantra. Intensify that chanting. Hold on more tightly to that mantra, you see. That will take my airplane, of my consciousness airplane, to a higher level, you see. Beyond the agitation of the mind. Keep the mantra going. But go deeper, deeper, deeper into that mantra. And you will completely go beyond that mental agitation. Try it. This process works. I've been chanting for 39 years. Yeah, 39 years now. And it gets better and better and better and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. You reach a point where the holy name is just oozing with unlimited oceans of nectar. You reach a point where you're chanting Hare Krishna, you feel like you're swimming in an ocean of bliss. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just keep chanting and you'll come to that stage. And no mental agitation will touch you, you see. As Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text number 70. Apuryamanam machala pratishtam samudrama prapravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayang pravishanti sarve shishamti matnoti nakamakami. You know the Sanskrit?
No?
Okay. Alright, I'll give translation. A person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter just like rivers flowing into the ocean, which is ever becoming filled but yet always remains still, can alone achieve peace. Not that person who strives to fulfill those desires. In other words, the ocean has billions of gallons of water flowing into it every minute from the rivers. Especially during the rainy season, so much water is flowing in it every second to the ocean. But yet the ocean always keeps the same level. So even if you have a billion desires flowing into your mind while you're chanting, if you will just say, okay, there you are, I don't care, I'm just going to keep chanting. Even if the desire comes, say, well, I'm not inclined to fulfill that desire. My desire is to go deeper and deeper into Krishna Bhakti. The other desires may come. All right, here they come. And there they go, you see. Mr. Lust comes, you see. Oh, there's Mr. Lust. Keep going, Mr. Lust. When Mr. Lust comes to the hotel of your heart, if you are fixed in the chanting, he will see a sign on the hotel of your heart. No vacancy. You'll have to go next door to find a room, you see. So you just have to fill up the hotel of your heart with Krishna consciousness in every room, you see. And then no matter how many desires may enter the lobby of your heart, not one of those desires will be able to check into the hotel. They'll have to go to the Holiday Inn. So send all of your material desires to the Holiday Inn. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Well, our time is now up. And I'm encouraging everybody to go to the book table. Get a book, and if you want a special written blessing from me personally, get a hardbound book. And bring it to me and I will write you a blessing to help you become enlightened. But everybody will get a blessing, don't worry. If you come to our program on Sunday at Nueva Gundicha Dham, you will get unlimited blessings. So all of you please come every Sunday to Nueva Gundicha Dham. And I will be coming back again later this year. Actually, no, coming back in January 2011. Yeah, 1 year I'll be coming back. And I want to see how you've all advanced on this pathway of self-realization. I want to see that you all become self-realized in this next year. So our local devotees, they will train you how to become self-realized. So I'm asking that every person who has come to this program today, they should regularly attend our programs throughout the year, so you'll all be self-realized when I come back next year.
Muchas gracias.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.